It has been 9 years now, nearly 9 or 10 years, that I have been residing in this countryside. I was born in July 1960 in the village of Furutaqe, in the outskirts of the city of Kashmar, in the Khorasan Razavi province. Therefore, I am a villager, a rustic, and I am proud to say it. Everywhere I go, I cry it out loud that I am a villager. I spent my childhood, middle school, and high school years in Kashmar while I was living in the village of Furutaqe. From Tehran to where I am living now is a 1 hour trip, but sometimes there might be traffic on the roads, then the trip might take 2 hours at the most. Well, Tehran is a polluted city, and living in it is very difficult. There is traffic, noise, visual pollution. We are constantly watching buildings and traffic signs. We are in the presence of electromagnetic pollution. There is an ocean of electromagnetic fields created by cellular phones and high-voltage cables. But when we come here, our brains start to rest. There are no electromagnetic fields surrounding us. The drinking water is free of nitrates. Also, all the noises that have filled our ears in the city are evacuated. Here, all our senses become refreshed. Yes, as you say, sometimes we have similar noises. One can hardly get rid of construction noises. Human beings constantly try to discover and to destroy. Mankind has been conceived for destruction, despite what has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, where God says, "We created you on the earth to build and cultivate." But people do just the opposite. I entered Mashhad University in the second semester. The university closed because of the Cultural Revolution, and it remained closed for 3 years. Incidentally, during those 3 years, there was the war, and we were dealing with the war until 1983, when the university reopened, and I entered it as a second-term student and studied there until 1986. Thus, my bachelor's degree, which was supposed to take 4 years, lasted 7 years. Our institution is a postgraduate studies institution. Research is actually the basis of our institution's activity. It is obvious that during the postgraduate course, the only people who can teach are those who are researchers themselves. Whatever we learn from our researches, we put at our students' disposal as new scientific discovery so that they get in touch with the most recent frontiers of science. If there is no research, teachings in postgraduate schools will not be fruitful.
Every teacher would like his or her students to become better than them. If a teacher is not capable of educating a student so as to turn him into a better scientist than his or herself, he is not worthy of that title. We are constantly struggling to educate students in a way that they become better than ourselves. Going to foreign countries is a great experience for students, and it is to the country's benefit. That's why I always advocate that students should go abroad and see the world's most prominent universities, attend them for a while, and correspond with them in scientific matters. Find friends who share their scientific passion and benefit from those friends in the future.
Ah,
We definitely encourage students to serve their own country, because we cannot forget that the state spends a great deal until an individual gets his bachelor's degree, then goes through more expenses for the student's master's degree. A lot is invested until a student acquires his or her PhD. Therefore, that individual is considered great capital, and if we leave him or her to be used by other countries for free, it will be to our society's disadvantage. But a person who has achieved some degree of scientific growth will be looking for somewhere with some opportunity to serve human societies. That's why one cannot consider any geographical limits for science, even though we advise that the capital that has been invested be used for the investing country. But we always tell friends, if you are supposed to break the frontiers and leave the country, I advise that always, even from there, you should serve your own native society and try to repay your debt to this country.
سلام علیکم شما به خیلی خسته نباشید بله میشه تشریف دارید بفرمایید سلام علیکم احوال شما خوبه حال شما بفرمایید آقای دکتر خیلی خوش آمدید چهارشنبه 8 صبح شورای دانشگاه است ها
بیعت المعزه است
شورای دانشگاه که گفته دیگه هفته در
شورای دانشگاه معمولا سه شنبه هاست
In December 2005, when Dr. Mousavi Movahedi accepted the post of research fellowship of the university, I replaced him as the head of the IUB. He used to run the center before me. From 2005 to the end of 2015, nearly 10 years, I was the center's chairman, and after that, I returned what he had entrusted to me.
و بعد اون امانتی که از آقای دکتر گرفته بودم به خود ایشون تحویل دادم
شما بعض وقتا 50 سال پر یه نفر هستی خیلی نمیگیرد یا با یکی دو روز هستی میگیرد این معلومه در عالم زر تینت شکی بود
کتاب ترمودینامیک شیمیایی هست و کتاب سنتیک آنزیمی که هر دو کتاب تألیفی مشترک من آقای دکتر هست و در کتاب دیگه هم
روش‌های
بیوشیمی فیزیک هست مشترکه یک کتابی هم هست به اسم بیوشیمی فیزیک ماکرومولکول ها
بله بیوشیمی
با هم بودیم
یک کتابی هم هست در رابطه با علم سنجی
بله فکر کنم 250 تا 300 تا مقاله مشترک باشه
یه مقاله گفتی که راجع به تاثیرات مخرب تلفن همراه روی دی ان ای
تلفن همراه رو روی ساختار عمل کرده هموگلوبین بود
و به خاطر همین ما هیچ کدوم از تلفن موبایل استفاده نمی کنیم به ندرت
نیاز استراری استرار بهش ولی خب این همگامی علمی من و ایشون پیشرفت علمی رو در سطح بین المللی برای کشورمون تو حوزه بیوشیمی و بیوفیزیک رو که خب پدید آورده نه در فقط مرکز ما در سطح ملیمون در سطح بین المللی این پیشروی به نظرم میرسه از این اتحاد به وجود اومده
This book is titled Quantum Mechanics in Chemistry, a textbook which is being used in all our universities at bachelor degree level. It is a book that I translated in 1990. At that time, I still didn't have my PhD. After that, I wrote a compiled book, which is this one, Kinetics of Enzymes, which in 1997 was presented as the book of the year. My next book was Chemical Thermodynamics, which is also a compiled book. I have translated and compiled close to 12 books. Most of them were in collaboration with Mr. Mousavi, like this one, as you can see, Chemical Thermodynamics, or this one, Kinetics of Enzymes. The book titled Methods of Biochemistry Physics is another joint book amongst many others. The most important scientific event that happened for me was 3 years ago, when, due to numerous citations from the articles that I and Dr. Mousavi had written, we were considered among the 1% of people in the world who were most cited in the field of molecular biochemistry and molecular biology. Eighty people from our country were on the list of Thomson Reuters scientists, more than 50 of them being chemists. Only two scientists were working in the field of cellular and molecular biology, and those two are me and Dr. Mousavi. This diagram here shows Iran's scientific progress from 2000 to 2014. In 2000, our contribution to the production of science in the world was less than 0.2%. But as you can see, the curve has increased so that our share in world production of science has reached approximately 1.5% in 2014. The lower diagram shows the country's rank. Our country's rank has improved. In 2000, we were in 50th position, but since then, our scientific rank has risen, so that in 2014, we have attained 20th place. Thus, we can say that in terms of production of science in the world, we represent the top 20th country.
یه تکنیک برای اندازه‌گیری پولاریزاسیون مواد فلورسانت هست که قبلا تو آزمایشگاه وجود نداشته و الحمدلله الان راه اندازی شده.
بسیار خوب. پس ان شاءالله در جلسه بعدی آزمایشگاه بعد یک توضیح بدید. خانم پورسلیمان شما فارغ التحصیل شده بودید. چرا دوباره تو آزمایشگاه پیدا شد؟
من تست تکمیلی مو برای مقاله می‌ذارم ان شاءالله.
بسیار خوب.
حالا در حال یادگیری استخراج پروتئین هست.
پس به قولی که دادی میخوای عمل کنی مقالات رو بنویسی.
این یخیه که داره آب میشه تو این پر یخه.
سطح سوراخه.
نه اینو برای سوراخ کردم که مزاحمتی در واقع ایجاد نکنم. باکتریامو فریز کردم آوردم اینجا موقعی کارم دارم اینجا انجام.
موتور پژوهش دانشجوهای تحصیلات تکمیلی هستن.
The motors for research are postgraduate students, and after the revolution, universities have come to believe in themselves, and they have launched postgraduate courses in the country. Fortunately, today, in most colleges of the country, we have postgraduate studies at master's and PhD levels, and that's how the country's research engine turned on.
خب اون چیزی که اینجا تعیین کننده سایز اون پروتئینه.
درون قیمت نیست که نگران مواد باشی.
من
Nowadays, our universities are propounded as some of the better universities in the world. We hope that in future years, this improving trend will grow even more so that we may reach a high scientific stature worldwide. This is definitely feasible. I long for the day when we are among the 10 most advanced countries in the world in terms of scientific achievements, even though sanctions have created some problems, because we used to import some of the material and products for our research works from abroad, and with the sanctions, we had to pay more, with more hardship to import them.
There have always been negative aspects to the sanctions, but there have also been positive sides too, since we were forced to make and produce many of the things that we couldn't import.
For instance, we needed software, which foreign countries refused to sell to us. Therefore, we did the programming on our own and came up with the software today in our field of expertise that others are now seeking to purchase from us. Therefore, sanctions created an opportunity for us to improvise and to manufacture a solution of what we lacked in different areas.
IBB هست غیر از بحث بین المللی بودن روی حوزه استفاده های اجتماعی و کاربرد اجتماعی از این بحث کارآفرینی هم هست و الان مرکز ما خب بیشتر تو ابعاد بنیادی خب جایگاه خیلی بلند داره مثلا همین دیابت دیگه موضوعش موضوع اجتماعیه
یکی دیگه از جنبه‌های مشترک من آقای دکتری بود که مفاهیم علم سنجی رو در کشور ما ابتدا به مردم عرضه کردیم و مبانی رو مطرح کردیم و امروز همه جا صحبت از این مبانی علم سنجی هست
دانشجویانی که آقای دکتر دارن به دانشجویان ما خب خیلی نزدیکن اینا به هم دو تا آزمایشگاه گفتم خواهرخوانده است این میره تو آزمایشگاه و میره توی آزمایشگاه خیلی راحت همه چی خیلی مزایا داره که بتوانیم وحدت رویه بگیریم با هم همکاری بکنیم دست همون تو دست هم بدیم میدونید و کشور ما هم خیلی نیاز داره یه همچه الگویی
اصلا با هم کار کردن یک لذت بی نظیری داره که باید امتحان کنید تا این لذت رو بتونید درک بکنید بسیار عالیه با هم کار کردن و باعث میشه که نیروها چندین برابر بشه ما درست دو نفریم ولی من دو نفر و 11 نفر دارم
میبینم 11 قدرت خدا تو وحدت ما با هم اگه قدرت خدا رو میخوای با هم همدلی بکنیم همراهی بکنیم تا این کشور عزیزمون رو ببریم تو خس
یه روز آقای دکتر من نبینم دلم تنگ میشه احساس دلتنگی بهم دست میده
هر روز هم دیگر رو میبینیم یه وقتی هم یه کار سنگین باشه تلفنی و ایمیلی هم که حالا آقای دکتر خیلی منظمه در ایمیل ایمیلی رد و بدل میشه مسائل و بله کندر ما رفتیم و بسیار جای زیبایی هست که آقای دکتر میره دنج نشینه اونجا خیلی جای
حلال ویژگی کندور اون سکوت و آرامششی که وچه مشترک من آقای دکتر هست دنبال جایی میگردیم که آرامش داشته باشه و ساکت باشه مهم نیست کجا باشه و ما دنبال جایی ساکت و آرام میگردیم
We have climbed mountains many times together. We have climbed most of the region's mountains to the top. We bring our breakfast with us, go to one of the summits, and take the breakfast there with our families. My wife has always supported me in the years that I attended university, during the war, and after I finished my studies. She has always been by my side. If it weren't for her support, I wouldn't have been the person that I am today.
این قضیه که دکتر موبایل نداره شما را اذیت نمی‌کنه.
چرا پس ما بهش میگم چرا موبایل داره ها استفاده نمی‌کنه شماره‌شو هیچکی نداره و معمولا هم خب وقتی میره سر کار خاموشه. بعد میگم این همراه چیه پس؟ اسمشو گذاشتن همراه پس نبر با خودت دیگه. یه وقت دادم کار ضروری داره خب نمیتونه با تماس بگیره. ولی خب دیگه البته استفادهش برای منم هست وقتی میان تو خونه دیگه کسی باشون کاری نداره وقتی موبایل داشته باشن دائم زنگ میخوره
امروز غذا اشکنه بنه داریم با کدو و غذای بسیار لذیذی است خانم منم آشپزیش خیلی خوبه
پسته کوهی میکوبنش بعد با آب جوش حلش میکنن مغز چربشو در میارن پوستاشو میریزن دور بعد با اون مغز چربش اشکنه درست میکنن
نه ترشی گل سیره این
شبیه خود سیر فقط کوچکتره.
We created a journal in 2004. It is written in English, and right now it has become one of the best in the world. It is published by Springer Publications in Germany, and it is the only Iranian journal that brings foreign currency into the country. It was the first time ever that we were able to sell a journal to the outside world. It had no precedent. My wife has been responsible for the entire job. I gathered the scientific material with the help of my colleagues, but the compilation, the distribution all over the country, and even the direction of the publication's office has been all up to her, because I didn't have any time. No, I never think of retirement. Retirement means kind of a death for us. I don't like the idea at all. I always like to work with students to the last moment. I consider students to be my own children. I don't ever want to be separated from them. It is very rare that I do research work at home in my field of expertise. Seeing the mountains and enjoying nature is a research in itself. Here, I concentrate more on nature's beauty rather than research work. Iran is the most beautiful country in the world. Here we have the best civilization, the best people, the best nature. What should I be looking for that we don't have here already? Everything is right here. So where should I go that could be better than Iran?